Hey everybody, before this episode of Buddy Speak begins, I'd just like to say thank you to all of our listeners, all four of you. You are just super. It's been great doing these episodes. I have so much fun with Chandon, and Chandon has fun with I. That's not... Okay. Anyway, really what I'm trying to say is that this was really just an EP. This was trying to get a feel of what a podcast would be like if we did one, and it was actually pretty successful. Normally when we start a project, it would just be on paper, we wouldn't even start it, but this was possible because, like, we just wanted to have fun and we just wanted to connect as people. So this would be our last Buddy Speak for a while, not now, but just let us know what we can improve. Like, that's seriously what it's gonna come down to, you guys. Let us know if you want us to keep doing it. Well, we're gonna keep doing it. We will return in December, the first Friday in December. That's when we're gonna be back here, Buddy Speak. We'll have a Christmas episode, hopefully, for you guys. It's gonna be good. Me and Shannon will be back. We're actually in college right now, so we can't really do much Buddy Speak. But we have another episode for you, so enjoy this last episode of Buddy Speak, and we'll see you in December.
Welcome to Buddy Speak.
Are you strapped in to where you can...
Can y'all hear me through the speed?
I strap Chandon into a strap-in maneuver so he cannot move because he... Welcome to Buddy Speak, is the point. This is episode 5. We made it this far.
It's 12:37.
Can you believe it? Can you believe it? What? I have an announcement, though.
Well, we made it this far. I mean, we can just keep making them. It doesn't make a difference.
Yeah, I think we're going to. But I do have an announcement. We have a total of 4 listeners.
Wow.
A total of 4.
Astonishing.
I know. I'm so excited.
Ambiguous.
Ambiguous. Archdeclict. Ambarixdipt. Archtittletal.
Ambidextrous.
So today, we're... We're not saying random words. We're talking about how we met. It was fifth grade, right? Correct?
Yes.
And we're going to talk about, I don't know, first impressions of each other. So,
can you shut the door?
Is the door not shut?
Thank you.
What was... Honestly, I don't want you to pull out any stops at all. What was your first impression of my stupid face?
Well,
excuse me, I must sip from my cola. Go ahead.
Well, I'll put it like this, you come a long way.
I want you to be completely honest.
I will.
Okay, I'm not joking.
I'm saying, you come a long way, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of your prepubescent hairs. Is that what I meant?
Didn't we talk, you said something like... He was in his pube years or something. His
pubic
years. Yeah, his pubic years. Okay, pubic anyway, years. Keep going.
I'm not going to talk about that because we're supposed to be age-appropriate for the 8-year-olds.
Hello, 8-year-olds listening.
Hopefully there's no 8-year-olds listening.
There is one 8-year-old listening. He's like, hey, guys. Why'd you call me out, guys? Hey, man, I'm uncomfortable, man. This only has 2 views, and I'm the third one.
That's when we have 13 viewers.
Okay. We're not that far yet, okay? We're not... Don't think ahead.
I'm sorry.
We're off topic. Dude, again.
Can't knock on wood.
That is not wood. That is...
That's wood.
That's wood.
Well...
I don't think that's wood. That's wood chips.
That looks like plywood, which is fake wood. It's like fake sugar in Dr. Pepper.
Excuse me. Anyway,
so what we're talking about, Ryan has come a long way in his facial features. So first one I thought of is
oh my god,
his body style.
What? My body style?
My first impression of your body style was, it was awkward. I mean, fifth grade, we all had that awkward stage, correct?
When did you hit yours, huh, Mr. Hotshot, when you were like two? My fan is loud, I just realized that.
I don't remember my awkward years. Okay. I might have been sixth grade. Third grade. Probably third through fourth grade was a bad year for me.
Why? Oh, yeah, I've seen pictures.
My body style.
It was your hair, though. You had, like, blonde highlights.
There's babes.
It'll stop. I'm so sorry. Don't throw a pillow. Don't throw a pillow. Don't throw. Okay, it helped it. Okay. It helped it.
So, Ryan's body style's changed since fifth grade. He was an awkward young boy with much more auburn hair than what he has now. He has more of a darker brown auburn.
I did?
You can see more auburn in your beard right now, but not so much in your hair.
Okay.
Okay. You have like a dark red.
A dark red?
Yeah, it was like a dark red. That's what they come with, auburn.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how they come up with the name Auburn, I think. I don't know.
That's okay. Okay, just keep going. Okay.
But, well, I kind of thought you were a little nerdy.
Yeah, I was.
But, I mean, I at the same time, I didn't hang out with you a lot.
Yeah, you didn't. We didn't hang out at first.
Yeah, at first it was like, well, we did sit next to each other on the first day of fifth grade.
Yeah, that brings up another story that I'll tell in a second. But you, I just remember it was like split up. It was like the nerdy kids, and then it was like
the athletic kids. And then there was the no faction kids.
I think I tried. I really tried to be a part of like your group, I remember. Like, I really tried to like, I was like I talked to like people to try to get into like the group. And I was like, I tried to float in between. But yeah, it didn't really work out for me because I just kept going back to, you know, the other side. But that changed when we hit middle school, I think.
Yeah.
But the first time I ever...
Middle school was great.
Middle school was great. Eighth grade was our was our year, man. Eighth grade. But anyway, it was the first day of school for me at a new school, and I moved from somewhere to somewhere else. And
I've been at somewhere else too since kindergarten.
He's been at this school since kindergarten, and I'm coming in at fifth grade, not knowing what to expect because it's a transition from public school to private school, and you think these kids are like snobs. I think that was my first impression. I was like,
you thought we were gonna be like, I thought you guys were all rich.
Like I was like, oh man, I'm poor. I'm like that poor beggar. Like you
I'm
see,
middle school. I'm middle class.
I'm Annie, like Annie, not Annie, but Annie as in the movie. Have you seen that movie?
The new one?
No,
or the old one.
The old one.
I saw the new one.
Oh,
the one with Jamie Foxx in it.
Anyway, there were two new students. It was me and Cameron. It was his name. And I didn't know what Cameron looked like at the time. And so, well, I thought that Miss Young, I'm just going to say it, Miss Young. What I thought that Miss Young did was she split us up into our little groups. I thought she put the two new kids together and, like, spread everybody else out, the returning kids. But she didn't do that, so I thought I was sitting next to the new kid, and that new kid happened to be Chandon.
To be me.
And so, like...
I was not new. It was the opposite of new. I was the least new you could, like...
Yeah, he was... He's been,
I was tattered and used.
Yes, he was... He's been through the ropes. So, she's like, okay, guys, we have two new students. We have two new students coming to our school today, Ryan and Cameron... And I look over at Chandon, thinking he's Cameron, and I go, here we go. And he's like...
I go, what?
Like, you were like, like, you just, like, looked, I remember you just, like, looking at me, like, who is this kid? Like, like,
who is he talking to?
Like, yeah, like,
and I was like,
so, I remember me thinking, I made a fool out of myself in front of this person, and he's probably not going to talk to me ever again.
Yeah.
But,
you were right for the first few years.
I was all right?
No, you were right about me not talking to you for the first few years.
You talked to me a little bit, like, we didn't.
My first impression, like, you did embarrass yourself in front of me. I'll just throw that out there.
I did. I was embarrassed. I was like, I screwed it up with this kid.
Yeah.
Might as well go the other side.
Yeah, that's why I never, bought candy from your ticket station.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the tickets.
But yeah, your teeth, they were
oh
bad.
My gosh, my teeth.
Dude. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They're like goofy.
You finally grew into them. You finally grew into your teeth. Because I remember when you did cross country.
Oh, they were so... I remember cross country. You remember cross country?
And there's this one picture that I see of you.
I know what you're talking about. With the medal?
With that participation medal that everyone got, even if you got first place, is stupid participation because it's like, we're all in fifth grade. And you're sitting there like... You had a little belly, too. It's
I did.
You had like, this little belly, and I have like both... Like your neck was like sticking forward, and like thumbs were up. And
my shoulders were like up to my eyes.
Yeah.
Like... It was pretty embarrassing. Yeah. I remember doing cross country though, because my mom was like,
"We had to wake up like early, like 5 in the morning."
I remember that. Holy crap!
Like for some reason, like there's some parts of that I was just like, "Ooh, those are the good days." Because like you woke up, it was nice and cold, and you had something to drink or eat, and you're just like you got up and you're all prepared.
Oh, but looking back on that, it's like.
I hated running.
Oh, I hated running.
No, I was good. I used to be good at running, but now it's the opposite.
Guess who was always the last one? Me.
Ryan Derrick.
I was always the last one. Ryan Derrick, 12th place. Hey, give him a participation. Just give him a ribbon, okay? Just break out the ribbons, okay? Just
break out the ribbons.
Break out the ribbons. We don't want to hurt his feelings, guys. I really just don't want to do that.
And it's a pink ribbon. It says participant.
Yes, it was bad.
I got that at spelling bee one time.
I had the biggest teeth. Oh, spelling bee! Holy crap! Have I told you this story?
No.
About the spelling bee? Oh my gosh! Okay. So my mom signed me up for the spelling bee, and it was
right. We were all obligated to go into the spelling bee.
Okay, but like. I think there was like a couple people that like didn't want to
better than others.
No, that didn't want to do it, and they could cop out of it. Yeah. They could opt out of it.
Opt out.
I said cop out.
Yeah, you said cop out.
Okay, they could opt out.
Or police
it.
Out.
They could. Yeah, they could. They could cops and robbers out of it. That wasn't funny.
Continue. Please keep going.
Continue. Okay, so
I'm disappointed.
So spelling bee. I signed up for whatever reason. You know what? It's like I was in fourth grade one time, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to challenge myself. I'm going to read the hard book. And my friend Austin picked Frog and Toad. When I picked, like, he did pick Frog and Toad. He picked the easiest, like, first grade book. And I picked, like, this freaking, like, Goosebumps level book.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is a hard book to read. And, like, you don't know. You bite off more than you can chew.
Yeah.
That's basically what I did with the spelling bee. I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it. So they gave us that big packet full of words.
Oh.
And you had to, like, memorize them. And I was like, these words are easy. Like, these words are easy. And then I realized that the first page was, like, level one words. And it got harder as it went. And it was like...
Dude, I remember I lost on the word icicle. Like...
I don't even know how to spell icicle.
Like...
I-C-Y-C-L-E? I think that's I-cycle.
That's I-cycle. It's I think it's I-C-I-C-L-E.
Okay, you got it. Probably not. I don't know.
It's
fine. Anyway, no. So I walk into... It's like the four of us. All the parents are there. It's like six of us. All the parents are there. Imagine this. All the parents of like the kids are there. And they're like, oh, I'm so proud. I'm so proud of my son. He's doing something. And that's what my parents thought. Like, I'm so proud of him. He's actually doing something. And he studied, or so they thought. Because I was like, yeah, I'll study.
That wasn't true.
Yeah, that, no. No, it wasn't. So, I was the first one to go. And it was, they did a practice round. They were like, okay, we're going to do a practice round. And so, I'm just going to point at you. Ryan, your name is Ryan. And I was like, yeah. And they were like, you, Ryan, okay, spell this word. And I was like, this word. Spell. This word. And they were like, that's correct. And I was like, yeah.
Right.
I'm doing good. I wish this wasn't a practice round, you know? Yeah.
Well, the word was cat, but I'm just kidding. No,
it's like phone.
F O
N
phone.
Ding. It means wrong.
I'm gonna have to sit down. Hey, get up. Break out the ribbons. No. But then I was like, I got confident. I was like, yeah. And then they're like, start the real round. They were like, okay, Ryan. I was first again. I was like, yeah, what's up? And they're like, spell this word. Spa, spa, spa. And I was like, oh. Spa, spa, spa. Dun, dun, dun. Dun. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun. And they're like, I'm sorry that is incorrect. You may sit down.
No. This the practice round is stupid. It's like. Spell fan, and then you spell fan, you're like, oh yeah, and it's like,
P H A.
No. And then the actual first round, you're like, oh man, if the practice round is just like the first round, it's like, spell refrigerator. like
when that's a pretty easy word.
When you're in second grade, no, it's not.
Complicate a tutoritis. Oh, Jesus. Okay.
well, darn.
Okay, no, but.
I can't repeat the word.
But my.
And right now it's like this.
Like, as I was spelling the word, like, they're like, yeah. I looked at my parents, and they're like, yeah, yeah. And then I said that one letter that was off. And they were like, and they put their head down, and I was like, oh, I got it wrong. So once they said I was wrong, I had to walk to the other side of the room and sit down by myself. And I was like, I hope someone else gets out the first round. No one did. No one got out the second round or third round. I sat there by myself as tears welled up in my eyes because I was so embarrassed.
And you looked at your parents and they're sitting there.
They shouldn't have done it. They
have this face of, oh, I feel bad for him. It's like, but a mixture of the look of like, I have disappointment for my child.
Yeah, but then they were also like, well, I guess he didn't study. He did not study at all.
Do you remember the word?
I don't. But it was. Let me tell you, it was the easiest word. Like, you know me and my spelling problem.
Eraser.
A R.
Oh my gosh.
Eraser.
Eraser. Spell.
But were you in the spelling marker. Bee? Were you in the spelling bee?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I...
No, you weren't, because you said, K-A-T, I'm out. Didn't that...
That wasn't me.
That wasn't you?
That was probably Tanner.
Oh, okay. Someone said, like, K-A-T, nope, not for me, I'm not out, I'm out. Because we did, like, that thing where we got all on the line as a class and spelled words, and if we wanted to do it, we were in.
Oh!
Was that you?
That might have been me.
Yeah, you weren't in it, because but I no, remember the, that.
There was one year we were in E-207... And that's where we always did it, remember?
Yeah. That's where we did everything.
They had the chairs lined up and the it's stupid. But I'm pretty sure I was there. I got like 12th place or something. And they actually had a ribbon for 12th place. I was like, nice. 12th place out of like the 18 kids in our class.
Yeah, bring out the 12th place ribbon. We need to order more of those because this kid is literally, I didn't know we had this many. And we don't want to make him feel bad, so. Yeah, just get more ribbons.
No.
I got the ribbons.
And you know how the ribbons are like color, like,
yeah.
like blue is first, red is second, and then white is third, and then there's more colors.
For yeah.
The I like a dark...
why is mine brown?
No. I'm serious.
I'm in 15th.
No, I'm serious. I like this cream... Like this creamy pink
color?
Look.
That's weird.
I'm just like, man, what are they coming up with? That's like, there are so many. It you know, and then eventually they got to the participation ribbons.
Yeah.
It was like after 15th, and they're all yellow.
Yeah.
And then
I have tons of those.
Yeah. At least no. I'm pretty sure I got a participation like plaque one time.
Oh, a plaque?
Ooh, it was like
participant.
No. And like on the bottom it said. What did it say?
He tried his best.
It says, as long as you try your best. Dang it. What was it?
No.
As long as you try your best, make sure you know that's all that matters. And you're just like,
ooh. You're like, I matter. What was that for? Okay.
I probably just made that up.
Spelling Bee, that was a good little tangent we went off on.
I just made that up.
You just made that up?
I think so.
You just made that up.
I'm pretty sure I got a plaque one time, though.
Did you just make that up to be funny?
No, I made up that saying, though.
Was there a saying on the bottom?
Well, I don't think there was. I think it was gymnastics. That's what it was.
You did... What?
You didn't know I did gymnastics?
You did gymnastics?
Yes.
Holy crap, Shannon Wright.
Remember when I told you that I could jump up in the air and just like do a split right down the middle?
No!
You didn't know that?
No!
Yeah, you're huge! Right, okay, at the time I wasn't big, okay?
Hi, I'm just gonna do some splits. Participation.
I'm pretty sure.
Fake quotes.
I think fifth grade was my last year of gymnastics. I was done. I thought it was too feminine for me. because you know how you
grow up. I thought I was feminine, dude. You did gymnastics. What?
What do you think is feminine, dude? Dude, there's a lot of strong.
Oh yeah. Oh, are you? It's not feminine at all. But I'm just saying.
As a kid, you're like, oh, this stupid.
When you're. And the mindset of a child, it's like, oh, gymnastics, that's gross, just like volleyball.
Just keep your mouth shut.
Yeah.
No, like, what were we talking about?
Well, we were supposed to talk about the origin story, but this is really good. This is really good. I think you should go off on the old. I remember another time.
Our show should be called Rabbit Speak.
Rabbit Speak?
Yes.
We can't change it. It's Buddy Speak.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, so, the Hornet War.
So, Hornet War, okay.
This is, you can explain how this worked, and I have a specific story.
Almost everyone knows what hornets are, because...
Not the bug. Not the bug. There's a hornet like a bug.
Alright, everyone knows what that is, too.
Explain it to what a hornet is.
No, they even know what a hornet, like, most people know what a hornet is.
Okay, then explain it.
Like, where you fold up paper, like, really, really tight, to where, like, it makes, like, this V shape, but it's, like, square. You take rubber bands, whatever, and you just flam. You flam at people, and they hurt really bad.
They sting.
Yeah.
That's why I call hornets.
I guess, I don't know.
After the bug, yeah.
It's an insect.
Bug and insect are the same thing.
Yeah, well.
Keep going.
So, remember when we flung the hornets at Noah?
What? Almost. Hold on. Explain to me what the Hornet War was and why it happened. Well, and then we can get into the Noah thing, because I think I remember that.
Well, I don't remember the Hornet War. I didn't know we had a war.
Oh, I remember that. Okay, so... We all made each other's... We all made...
Like, the war lasted for, like, 2 weeks,
yes,
right?
Okay. Yes.
Okay, but we just, like, randomly hit each other.
Yeah, we were in separate teams.
Oh, yeah, we had teams. And, like...
Athletics versus nerds! Yeah. It was so unfair!
Yeah, and there's always more athletic people because they wanted to be on the
Actually,
side.
You know what? We weren't nerds. We were actually really stupid. So it was just, like... We weren't even...
Geeks.
Yeah, we were like
who liked that,
like,
I mean, like Zelda and stuff.
I never played Zelda, but yeah.
Well, I didn't either. I never played Pokemon.
Me neither.
Really?
No, I've never had that. Never gotten to that. because my parents wouldn't allow me to do it. Like,
that's a sin! You can't do that!
Yeah, well.
You can't put cards on a table!
And so, now I'm just a professional gambler.
I'm a professional gambler. No. Okay. All I remember is, like, we were in E207, the big room, and we would, like, we would tear these, we would waste trees. Like, so many trees were wasted.
Like, economic people hated us.
Yeah, and your friend Mason, I remember he made this, like, freaking, what did he make?
I remember he made a hornet with, all right, first he laminated it with tape, and then.
That is so intense. Why would anyone do that?
Because no, that's the bad part. The bad part is that he told me he spent an hour on three hornets, on three specific hornets, to where, hey, break out the hornet. Break out number two. No, he called him something. It was like worse than a hornet. It was like, this is the gambler. No. This is the trusty T. This one's name is Bob. And no, but... He took staples and he surgically put them into these hornets to where they'd stick out.
Oh, and that's evil.
He made people bleed. And like, I was his guinea pig.
Mason
shot me in the bathroom. Shot me in the leg in the bathroom. And it didn't draw blood, but it scratched me up real good. But
Mason was so smart.
Oh my
He was
gosh.
So smart. The thing is, he was so smart, but he was on your team because he was an athlete.
Huh?
He was an athlete, like, too. He's, like, he was an all-around type of... He was all-around.
Mason's just good at life.
I know. Mason is life. Mason, listen to this podcast.
If Jesus had a son, it'd be Mason. That's what it was.
If Jesus had a son. I thought you said, like... Oh, okay, never mind. Okay. Okay. So, anyway, we go out to, like, the playground, and there's, like, this bushed area. Full of bushes, and like we would like
bushed.
Yeah, bushed area, and then we'd pull that, and it'd be separate sides, and we'd like go in between the bushes and hit each other.
Oh, outside. Yes. When we're at recess.
Yes.
Oh, and then Cameron. Oh, dude, Cameron was vicious.
Yeah, he'd like get up in my face and be like, "Say something, say something," and I'd be like, "Stop it, stop."
No. W.
Yeah, I know.
Are you talking about H?
No, W.
Okay.
Be like, come on, man, say something. Say something right now. I want to hit you with this hornet. It has a staple in it.
Yeah.
I'm going to make you bleed, man.
I'm pretty sure
he was ruthless.
He like, stole some of Mason's hornets. And
I remember we had a whole tissue box full of them. And we just, like,
oh.
The tissue boxes? Like, bring on. Oh, we got three more tissue boxes. And we lost every time.
Yeah.
But I remember the specific.
I remember chasing you down.
That's the story. You chased me down and I was like, stop, stop! And then like dude, we got close to like the fence and like you pushed me into the fence. Like you pushed me into the fence and I was like, ugh! And it was right in front of the teacher. And she was like, hey, calm down, guys. Calm down, boys. And you're like, oh, we're just having fun. We're just having fun, right, man? And I was like, yeah, dude.
Please help me.
Yeah. Please help me. Rub my hair, please.
It's like that Will Smith meme. He's like, please help.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. No, there's so many freaking memories that we had before we were friends.
Yeah.
And the funny part is that we just, like, were stupid. But that one glorious day.
What day?
In 8th grade. Do you remember this day?
Oh.
The day we,
created the rap beat?
This is literally the story of how we became friends, and it is stupid.
Yeah.
But you know what? People love
it. I thought it was 7th grade. It had to be. It was 7th grade.
Yeah, I guess it was 7th grade. 7th grade. We were just sitting in class, and Channon...
I was doing something with my hands.
You were doing... Yeah, you were doing. You were like slapping your hands together. Like... Yeah, he was making like a little beat, and then I don't know what I did.
Dude, something empowered you.
I was like, beep.
Like, that at is, the same time, that's not what happened, but I'm sure they're real words, but...
It was like, I said some word, and like, and it sounded like angels from above.
It empowered my brain. Like, it felt good in my soul.
It felt good. And you looked at me, and you were like, that was awesome.
That was great. And that was the only time it worked. Because remember...
We tried it again. It didn't work at all.
We've tried, like multiple times to, like, do it again, where it's like, well, maybe we should be friends, but...
Yeah. We're going to try it anyway. So, yeah. And you were like, I remember... Did you ask me if you want... You're like, hey, man, you want to sit at lunch with me? Is that what you asked me? I think you asked me that. Which is
quite one time that, like...
Man, that's crazy. You would never do that to someone.
Do what?
Like, now you'd be like, hey, man, do you want to have lunch with me? Like, I couldn't see you doing that. But
hey,
I think...
You want to sit next to me at lunch?
I was like, sure. And then... That is when the relationship started. And I remember we were pretty stupid. We had these laughing contests. Do you remember those?
Laughing contests where, like, we would just randomly start, like, it was fake laughs that would start off.
No, you would start out with your fake laugh, or whatever you did. Yeah, it was that fake laugh.
Yeah, and then it turned... And it turned you into a small, real laugh.
Like, and then my laugh would make you laugh for real.
And it was just a never-ending cycle.
And we would overpower.
Oh, Lord.
We would overpower each other, and we would literally... I think that's what made me not fat anymore. Because we laughed so much. We laughed so freaking much. It was beautiful. Speaking of laughs, I do want to tell one story.
Okay.
About laughing specifically and trying not to laugh. We were at first of all, it was Easter. And I was like, oh, it's Easter. We're going to go to Easter Sunday church. And I was going to go with my family. The funny part is, like, people are like, oh, you just go to church every Easter and Christmas. No, we don't do that. We try to go every Sunday. Anyway, back to the point. So I was like, you know what, Channon? I'm going to go to church with you this morning. Not knowing what would happen. Do you remember this story?
Wait, how old were we?
Do you know what I'm talking about? You know this story. It was like 2 years ago.
Oh.
And then, so I went to this church that you went to. I'm not going to say the church name. But it was the longest. It was like 3 hours long.
Oh.
This story. It was like 3 hours long. So we're just sitting there like listening. Oh, by the way, they did 8 songs. Normally they do 4 songs.
One song was like,
just make a sound to Jesus. And they were like, yeah. That's not what they did. But they were like, just make sounds. Like, I swear that is what they did.
Well, okay, no. It was like one of those songs where, like, they could continue to go after, like, a certain, like,
we
like
love
point.
You, Lord. We praise Lord.
And they're just sitting there like just.
They're just like, they're just playing the chords over and over again. Yeah. And they're like. Okay, my feet are numb, and I really want to sit down. Like, when I was a kid, I was like...
I have type 2 diabetes, and I can't breathe.
That was my complaint at church when I was like 8 years old. I was like, why can't I just sit down and worship? My mom was like, Ryan, stand up. You're being an idiot. And then I was like, okay. No, but sitting there for it was like an hour and a half in. Okay, to be honest, it was like an hour and a half in. We were sitting there. We were tired. Our guard was down. Like, we were tired. Our guard was down.
Right.
Taylor was in between us.
We weren't singing for an hour and a half.
No. We were sitting down listening to the sermon. The sermon.
Uh-huh.
That your grandpa teached. And Taylor was in the middle of us. Us two. Right? Is that right? Yes. Taylor, your girlfriend, my cousin, again. So there was this gentleman behind us.
No, it was in the middle of praise and worship.
No, it was not.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
I remember.
No, because it was during the
I remember we were singing. We were standing up. We were standing up. That's all I know.
I honestly 100% don't think that's right, dude. It might not be right. It was so awkward.
It might not be right.
Because if we were worshiping and that happened, we wouldn't have heard it. And if we did hear it, it would have been okay to laugh. Anyway, we're sitting there. It's like a serious part in the like. He's like going to town on this sermon, and this guy behind us coughs, and he makes this cough sound like he makes this noise that I've never heard before.
Oh my god!
It's like a pig. Like, don't you do? And it turns out like this is horrible, but it turns out like
dude, I felt so bad for him. But like I was like, in my mind I was like,
no, wait. He was in a wheelchair with an oxygen tank and he was struggling. He was struggling to breathe. Do you realize what we've done?
Yeah. Whoa.
Oh my gosh.
And in my mind,
he was okay. I think that was just his version of a cough. Yeah. Like honestly. But the noise he made, it was so weird.
In my mind, I was like, this isn't funny. Don't look at Ryan.
Don't laugh.
That was my number one thing.
Do not look at Chandon. Do not look at Ryan.
I was like, that it'll all break loose. And like, what in my right mind would I be like, I'll just glance at him.
No. I remember what I was thinking. I was trying to think of literally the saddest things ever. I was like, my dog is dying. My family is dying in front of my face. Like, I was trying so hard. This man was hurting. And the moment.
I looked slightly to my right.
It was just like the slightest.
And this would happen to where we would look at each other right at the same exact time, to where we would make eye contact, knowing exactly what we were thinking about, and it was over.
We looked at each other, and once I saw his teeth, when he opened his mouth, once I saw his teeth, I bent my head in my crotch and just started dying. And then your girlfriend, my cousin, Taylor, was like...
She didn't think it was funny
because, you know, that's what normal people do. Because when people are dying, they don't laugh.
Yeah.
But we do. So...
Oh, my gosh.
He wasn't dying. He was just coughing. She was like, guys, stop. Stop now. Stop immediately. She got so angry.
I can understand why. We're sitting there, like she's in between us, and, like, we're embarrassing her. Hopefully, no one hurt us, but you could definitely see my shoulder shrugging.
I was wheezing, dude.
Shoulder shrugging. No.
Like, I was holding my nose. I almost broke my nose trying to, like, because, like,
I was about to bust
a vein. Like, I would have been happy if I just died right there. Because I was laughing. I was like... I was holding everything
in.
And you know he was looking at us. He was right directly behind us. You know he was looking at us like, these kids don't respect anything. I just coughed and they're laughing at me.
No, dude, that was
and then when the preacher like made a slight joke, we would use that opportunity to laugh. We're like,
yeah. We did that twice.
That is so funny. I'm laughing at you, not the man dying, but you.
Because but no one at the same time. No one laughed as hard as because it was like it was kind of one of those.
Yeah, it was like a. To us, we lost it.
We blurted it out because
every time
we had to get it. No, the funniest times when you're laughing is when you're not allowed to laugh, yeah. Or when you think that you're not supposed to be laughing.
But those are also like, the best times.
Like, you know, when an old human being is
becoming
struggling
deceased
to breathe, and struggling to breathe while mucus buildup is in his lungs.
This is terrible.
So,
I think that is literally the hardest I've ever laughed.
That and...
Holy crap.
That and when we were in Dr. James' class.
Yeah, that was horrible.
That was hard.
We had like...
What were you talking... Because you made... You drew some stuff on that dude's face. And there's this one word that I think Dr. James said. But we thought it was so funny.
Oh yeah, he said it's like some word. And then I wrote it on the page. Because, like, no, I don't think anybody caught it. But I knew that you caught it. So I wrote it on the page, and you were like... And once I saw your teeth, I lost it. I do this thing where I just, like, cover my face. Because, like, when I laugh, it all comes out my nose. Like, and I don't want people to hear that. Yeah. So I plug my nose, and it's, like, literally, I'm like... Like, I'm hurting. I'm about to pop a vein out of my temple. Like, I'm about to die. It feels like death and life. I love laughing so much. And if
it has to be okay. It has to be a good laugh, though. It can't just be like one of those. Yeah. It has to be one of those, like, you're kicking something, you're laughing so hard. Like,
oh, I know.
You're banging on the wall. Because
there's a couple times where I peed myself because you said something or you did something that literally changed the game for what was the funniest thing. Oh my gosh, I have so many stories.
I don't think I've ever peed myself.
I've peed myself and stuff has come out of my nose. That has happened before. But that's a different episode. Well, hey, thank you all for listening to this episode of Buddy Speak.
This is Buddy Speak. Good night.
Hey, no, not yet. If you want to support the show, please subscribe on iTunes, subscribe on YouTube, subscribe on SoundCloud, wherever. Those are the three ones we have right now. We finally did it, man. We're on iTunes.
Yay.
So I hope you enjoyed this episode. We kind of went off on a little bunny trail.
Well, yeah.
But you know what? It's fine.
We didn't even talk about what we're supposed to talk about.
Yeah, we did. Don't worry.
That's okay.
But it would have been shorter. But hey, there's a little something extra for you. You can email us at askbuddyspeak@gmail.com. That's askbuddyspeak@gmail.com. And you can just ask us some questions because we need ideas.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening.
Live long and speak long and prosper.
That made no sense.